John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is a day in which baseball will be played. Yesterday was not. Well, talking about Yankees baseball, it's Talkin' Yanks. It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Thank you all for joining us on this late night Tuesday episode. Jake, West Coast trip is about to start. Are you ready?
No.
Oh, it's a no from Jake.
In a couple hours when they start the game, I think it would be weird if I was all, like, just locked up in front of the TV right now, ready to go. So I'm not ready yet, but hashtag soon.
Little update. I'm drinking a Bang energy drink.
What flavor? Cotton candy?
No, not cotton candy.
Unicorn.
Not cotton candy. Yeah, unicorn.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you liked unicorn.
Unicorn's the best flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. Hey, everyone in the chat. Tom, TD, you're in volume control. Let me know if one of us is wildly louder or lower than the other, and I will adjust accordingly to the best of my abilities with these fickle, fickle mics. Jake, did you enjoy the
How are you? How was your trip? How was the city?
The homeless experience? It was pretty good.
The homeless experience.
Yeah, it's pretty good. City was good, man. City was really good. It was very
cool.
We went to a color factory, which I
saw some Instagram stories and posts from the color factory.
I was expecting the color factory to be kind of cool, which 19-year-old me is like making fun of 30-year-old me
right,
so
I get
hard.
That, yeah.
And the color factor was cooler than I even thought.
Right.
So there you go.
That's good.
Yeah. Great. Great stuff. How was your day off?
My day off was good. I not a twist a knife or anything way. I got some work done. My day didn't change too much. I got a workout in. But yeah, did some stuff, and then I hopped on the BSN Rockies podcast with Drew Kreisman. He's a funny dude, man. We just met up at a bar and we basically talked baseball for 2 hours. And it was funny. The first half was like pretty much all Yankee stuff, which I didn't expect. And he was also very nice. He was like, "Dude, congrats on everything and all that." I was like, "Thank you." But yeah, we did a whole like Talkman thing. That was pretty funny because all Rockies fans, I guess, because their season's gone downhill, they're pointing at Talkman as like that's a reason this front office is failing. And so he's on the other end and he's like, the Yankees didn't really want to play Mike Talkman. In an ideal world, they didn't want to play Mike Talkman. They clearly figured something out. But it was fun talking to him because I wanted to know what he knew. Because, I mean, they have press passes and everything. So he, like, knows Mike Talkman. So I was like, you know, I wanted him to say, like, oh, football guy, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know what? All of the guys on the team are really friendly with Mike Talkman. Like, David Dahl and all their young guys are still close with Mikey T. But he's like, yeah, he thought it was kind of funny that Mike Talkman's personality that we now know and love, like, I don't think that was fully known within the Rockies organization. Like, I think he was like a work hard, like, do everything I can to get there. And I think now that he's got there, he's a blossoming flower.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
You're wiltering.
Coffee on ice.
Jake took his coffee and he put it on ice.
Here's what I'm going to do. You give me that warm coffee, I'm getting another cup, filling that with ice, and putting the coffee in there.
On ice.
On ice.
Yankees
lineup, Jim. There's someone missing, but there always is.
There's always someone missing. The Yankees lineup today is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Gary Sanchez, he's DHing tonight. Gio Urshela leads off the pack of G's. He's playing third base, hitting cleanup. Didi Gregorius at shortstop. Gleyber Torres at second base. Cameron Maybin's in left field. Austin Romine is catching. Mikey Tauchman in center field. And Domingo Herman is on the bump. No Gardner. No Ford. No Wade.
Oh, that's right. Wade for Tyro. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, we like this lineup. We like pretty much all Yankee lineups that come out. Tyler Wade may test that coming up this road trip. What do you think about Gary starting off DHing? A little bit of a curveball.
I think that they like double rest a lot.
Yeah.
Boone likes double resting. Instead of playing like, we know this. We just know Boone likes stacking rest days. How's the rest of the schedule plan out?
That's what I just looked like. So tonight, 10 Eastern, 10 Eastern, 9:37 Eastern, and then they go to the Dodgers. So I think I figured out what they thought about.
Friday, what's the last game of the series?
9:37. So it's half an hour earlier than it would normally start. Getaway day.
We have to record a podcast starting at 1 a.m. again?
Yeah, man.
Fuck, I hate that shit.
West Coast trips. Yeah, I didn't want to trouble it when you were in New York, but yeah, we got to figure out talking baseball and talking Yanks and how we want to do all that. We're going to be a hot mess, but that's okay. That's what we signed up for. So the first game against the Dodgers is a 10 Eastern kickoff. So that next day is the day game. So that's a 4 Eastern. So they're probably going to – so basically what they said is that they're going to DH Gary tonight, and then he's going to catch 1, 2, 3 games in a row, and then he's probably going to sit that
– Saturday in L.A.
That Saturday, yeah.
Then catch 3 games in a row again.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. They thought about it, we think.
You think. And Gardner stacking rest days for Gardner, I actually think, is really smart.
Like, yeah, that's like, not bad. He's an older guy. He's played so much baseball this year.
Yeah, he's an older guy that wilters in the second half, like Jake's a wiltering flower, and he's played a lot of games already, so stack the off days. Don't mind it. Don't mind this lineup at all.
Dude, whenever I do something with my neck, I look super wormy.
I think you look good. Someone commented on the Instagram picture of you that they used in ESPN and said, Jake used to be really skinny. And I said, that picture's like 3 weeks old.
It's tough. I'd like to think with my stout physique, enjoying of working out and also enjoyment of eating, if you catch me on a bad week, it's bad. If you catch me on a good week, you're like, oh, okay. But and that can sway. That can sway so quickly.
What's today?
Not great. Not great.
Okay. It's not a great week. Not a great week. Hey, you know what I got to say? This A's lineup's no joke.
No.
It's pretty good.
No one on their team is making jokes.
Very serious team.
Who's the jokester on the A's, if you had to guess?
Kana.
Yeah, you're right.
No, this team's pretty good, man. I mean, I hope no Yankees fans think we're rolling into Oakland to play like a rollover, non-competitive team. This lineup's pretty good. I'm trying to see who's been hot for them in the last 7, but give them the lineup real quick, Jake.
Jimmy, your Oakland Athletics lifetime, 9,002 wins to 9,440 losses, 27 playoff appearances. Jim, Oakland's a pretty good baseball franchise. I know we've had a couple teams pop up, and it's like they've only made the playoffs like 5 times. What the hell is that? For your Oakland Athletics, your shortstop, Marcus Semien.
Your shortstop.
Shortstop. Grossman in left. Ugh. Matty Chapman, one of the best players in the league at third base. Matt Olson, one of the better first basemen in the league. He'll be cleaning up. Mark Kenha, the jokester in center field. Chris Davis, Mr. 247, DHing. Piscotty, Stephen Piscotty in right field. We've got Joseph. That's not a first name, people. That's a last name. He'll be playing second base. And Herman, that's not a first name, people. That's a last name. He'll be your backstop tonight with Homer Simpson Bailey on the bump. Bailey, cream of beige. Huge trade deadline acquisition for the A's. Bob Melvin, your manager. Billy Bean, your president, executive VP of baseball operations.
Their catcher's name is Herman, and our pitcher's name is Herman. And I kind of wish they're on the same team, so the battery was Herman and Herman.
Whoa, that's a lot to take in right now. Jim, a lot of guys having good years on these Athletics. Dude, I'm pissed off. My guy Laureano's on the IL.
Yeah. He's really sad.
Damn, dude.
It's the first time I've seen someone go on the IL just out of sadness. Is it not depression? Not depression. Nothing threatening. Just a little bout of sadness.
That's what they've got it listed as, a shin thing, but that's a little.
Oh, did I hear wrong? I might have heard it wrong.
You could have heard it wrong, I suppose. Yeah, Jim, really interesting. A couple guys having Marcus Semien having a really good year. I'm apparently struggling with his name today. He's one of the AL leaders in WAR. People have him as a, you know, kind of in that Mike Trout and then it's everybody else tier for MVP.
WAR or what?
WARP. Matt
Wins
Chapman.
Wins above replacements per se.
Matt Chapman, really good. Enjoy watching him play. Matt Olson, also really good. Strength on the corners for your Athletics. And yeah, I don't know. It just feels like, dude, know who always gets me? Canna and Chad Pinder. Because it's like, what are you guys doing? And they always come up with an RBI single. It's just how it happens.
Do they got two Matts and two Marks? Is that how it goes?
They got Matts. They got Marks. I mean, they're talking A's right now. They're laughing at all the G's in our lineup, you know?
G's as in G-Easy?
Jesus.
Oh. Chapman's super hot right now. In his last seven games, he's got 10 hits and four home runs. So watch out for Chapman. And Chris Davis, Crush Davis, is cold as ice.
Willing to sacrifice.
They took his talents, put it on ice.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, so watch out for them. And Domingo Herman versus Homer Bailey. Now you're saying Homer Bailey, he's no threat. Let me remind you that Homer Bailey shut the Yankees down earlier this season. Yeah. He had that sinker ball looking crazy good. Six innings pitch, three hits.
Hey, throw that sinker ball.
Three hits, one earned run. Homer Bailey shut us down. I hope the Yankees remember that and do better. The lineup he faced was Gardner, Judge, Voit, Glaber, DJ batting fifth. What? Clint. Mike Ford has seen Homer Bailey before. Austin Romine and Tyler Wade. Gio Urshela, pinch hit. Tyler Wade was getting starts over Gio Urshela. Gross. So, dude, he had six strikeouts, one walk, one earned run in the first inning, and then Homer Bailey just shut everyone down. And it was Homer Bailey versus Domingo Herman in that game. So it is a rematch. Herman went six innings pitched, three earned runs versus the A's, the Royals at the time. So it's a fun little rematch there. But, yeah, the Yankees, I hope they remember that and have been watching film and make some changes because they got shut down.
Do you think on the flight guys were watching baseball film, or do you think it was just like fun entertainment flight?
DJ was watching some film.
Oh, yeah.
And Marcus Timms tried to get Wade to watch some film, but he was like, dude, Timms, I just got called up with my boys. Let me enjoy the flight.
We got the matching shirts.
Yeah. And they're like, but Wade. you need this. Let me help you. He's like, Coach, I'm with the boys.
See, I've got it differently. I think someone else is watching tape because LeMahieu doesn't let Wade watch tape of him. But like one of the guys, maybe it's Judgy or one of the young guys that's friends with Waiters, they're watching a little tape. And then Tim's comes over and he's like, oh, me and Glaber just saw Homer Bailey do this. And Tim's is like, okay, let me talk to Glaber about it, though.
Yeah. Could be. CC Sabathia has a hit off.
Free game show for Tyler Bates.
Okay. Well, let's see. Cameron Maben is 5-for-12 off Homer Bailey with a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 walks, 500 on base percentage, and 14 plate appearances. Oh, I like that.
That makes sense.
That's our secret weapon tonight.
I was going to say, if you wanted to be picky, you'd say Homer Bailey, the righty. You wouldn't want him over Maben, but it's good to hear that Maben does have some good numbers off of him. I don't know. I've been reading Cameron Maben really well lately. Feels like a Cameron Maben triple.
Nice. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Uses the foul ground, like skirts one down the right field line.
I mean, it's probably just a ball in the gap, and it's like one of those tweener double triples, but they throw home, so he gets the triple. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think something weird may happen, like ball down the right field line. Guys rounding third to score, cutoff miss, Didi runs over, a little shovel pass type thing, out of the plate.
Like there's 3 squirrels loose on the field, and everyone's like, whoa, do we dread? I guess the ball's still in play. Should we do something about the squirrels? We're live? Okay. Maben's on.
Glaber walks over, bare hands one, chucks it into the crowd.
Fuck. No, Glaber would befriend one, and it would just like hang out on his shoulder.
That's Didi.
I think that's Glaber, too, because that's such a little brother move.
No, a little brother move would kill the squirrel, and you'd be like, whoa, you're psycho.
Oh, keep that between you and Luke, man. Jim, do you have, besides the squirrel incident, do you have a what to watch for in this matchup tonight?
Judge.
Okay.
Judge took BP in Oakland. First time he ever took professional batting practice after he got drafted. It was in Oakland. Special moment for him. He's from Linden, which is closer to Sacramento, probably like an hour and a half away from Oakland. But his parents will be in the stadium. His friends and family will be in the stadium. He had an off day. Last series, we saw him try to pull the ball a little more. And we saw him do a little more. And now we need him to explode. And it's kind of a friendly confines in a way. I saw Judge take batting practice here once, and it was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
I flipped on that A's Giants game the other day in Oakland, and they hit 10 home runs. And yeah. I think it is a quote unquote friendly confines, but when it's going out and juice balls, I think we could see some serious homers.
I'd like to see Judge do big things tonight and just start the road trip off good. I'm also like, what to watch for is these are going to be hard games. They're 1-6 in their games at the Coliseum in the last 2 seasons. And Oakland's got a lot to play for and a lot to prove. And the Yankees roll in there and they start Romine. And, you know, it's like rest still matters more a little bit. So I think they're going to be really close games. Really tough games. I think this is going to feel a little bit like playoff baseball.
Okay. I like that. I love the Judge stuff, Jim, because this West Coast trip can go so many different ways. And I the best way this West Coast trip could go is that the Yankees roll and Aaron Judge carries the team. that would be the numero uno way to do it. So I will be rooting for that. Jim, I am going to go against you a little bit in my what to watch for. And, Jim, I think the Yankees have their cards in their hand today. Well, that's not a saying, though, Jake. I kind of want to compare it a little bit to the Indian series, and that's, cautious because I was Nostradamus on that. But, Jim, you mentioned that we saw Homer Bailey this year, and he did well against us. And he's a major league pitcher, but he's also been knocked around still, even when he's got to Oakland. Like, Homer Bailey is not – good. I'm sorry. So like I mentioned, I wanted that focus flight after the loss to Cleveland. We come through. We've got Herman on the mound. We've got a lineup we really like. And, Jim, these A's are a little nicked up. I know that's always funny when we compare it to the Yankees because, I mean, they've just got a couple guys on their injured list. Laureano's a big part of that team. Profar's had a tough year so far. They've got Corbin Joseph, who of Orioles lore, if you remember him there.
That's Caleb.
No, Corbin played there too as well, Jim. So, and yeah, that's how memorable he was. So, like, that bottom of the lineup, the guy catching tonight, Herman, he's hitting 197. Corbin Joseph is, like, a quadruple-A-type player. You know, Chris Davis, he's kind of an X factor. He's always scary. He's not having a great year. And Piscotty, he's not having a very good year either. So, I think if Domingo can navigate that top five of the lineup well, I think he's going to do work against the bottom of that A's lineup. I think you're going to see a lot of strikeouts from Herman because, Jim, the energy is going to be in this stadium. You're absolutely right about that. So I think the Yankees have an opportunity here, though, to take the win right out of the sails. It's kind of where we started with the Cleveland series, that they can kind of just come out, knock around Homer Bailey. I think Herman can twirl it. It'll end up being one game, but I think the Yankees are set up well for this.
Your what to watch for scared me.
Good.
Homer Bailey went 7 innings pitch, 0 in runs his last start. Then he got blowed up by the Cubs. Then he's 6 innings pitch, 2 earned runs, 6.2 innings pitch, 3 earned runs. Like, Homer Bailey giving the Yankees a game isn't out of the question.
It's not out of the question. Any pitcher on a given night can give the Yankees a game. I mean, and that's how baseball works. The guy the Orioles called up that was getting destroyed in the minor leagues had the best performance of any pitcher they threw against us. So, I mean, that's how it works. I just think this Yankee team is going to be focused coming off the loss, seeing Homer Bailey, knowing that he did have a good start against them. And I think this Oakland A's crowd is going to be rowdy, but I think the Yankees are going to want to use that.
I also am. I want Herman to get the win
because
he's at 16, and I know wins don't mean anything, but I'll still get a kick out of it if he gets 20 wins on the year.
Wins mean something; they don't mean what people used to think they meant.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Also, innings limit. Will they let him go 7? If it is a blowout in any way,
All right.
Pitching path to victory is pretty simple. Everyone's rested. They should all be ready to go.
Open board.
And we don't even have an opener coming up, right? This is like tomorrow is half.
Yeah, we've got starting pitchers now, yeah.
So everyone should be able to go. Four horsemen should be ready to go. Homer draft?
Homer. Bailey? No, Homer draft.
Bad news for Jake. He lost last series, and he has hasn't correctly had a home run called in his last 6 games. So tough to be Jake right now.
You got to pick up a buddy sometimes. You hadn't had a series win since end of June. We've got you back. Excited to finish out the Homer draft season.
You haven't had a series win since the Baltimore series.
Yep. Yes.
Jeez.
August 14th.
Embarrassing.
I've got a lot of embarrassing stuff. You want to air it out right now?
Oh. Wow. I think he was talking about his mangled dick, but we'll move on. I get the first pick tonight.
I hate that belt.
I'm taking Judge. I don't know why. It's not the smartest pick, I don't think, because he hasn't hit a home run in a while. I just really want him to, so I'm taking Judge with my first pick.
I like the Judge pick, Jim. That's a great pick. I think I got to go spoiler. Just it's kind of a rule of thumb. If you don't, I have to. If you pass on Gary, I got to take him. So I'm gonna take Gary, and who else? You know what? I know it's a 3-game set and it's a little risque, but how about Cameron Maben? I'll take a chance on my guy.
Jake takes Gary and Maben. I will take Judge. And do I take Romine? I think Romine does good today. I don't think a home run's coming. Talkman, no. Righty's on the mound.
Romine feels like a bloop double that explores that foul ground. Like it ends up in the bullpen. There's chaos going on.
I'm taking, this might be crazy, taking Gio. Kind of a loaded homer draft for day one.
I'm already having some slight regrets. I think Didi's a good pick for today, too.
Well, you can't do it now.
I know.
All right, over-under time. Jake lost the other day. I got it correct. My record in the over-under is still very impressive. The best ever.
Weird way to introduce that segment.
What do you think it is? I think it's 9.5 today.
Homer Bailey, Domingo Herman, big game. Ball was flying out of there. I think I'm going 10.
Give it to me.
9.5.
9.5? Do I know Vegas or what? It's like we share a fucking brain.
Who's Vegas? What are you going, Jim?
Under.
Ooh, the under, huh? You've got that playoff baseball vibe going. I think I'm going to go over. I think the Yanks might punch him in the mouth, and we might get some junk pitching later.
I'm going over as well.
Okay. Mr. Over Under with the intro of Jake Lost, I Won. Now you're copycatting me?
I know. I was trying to bait you into going the under with me, then I was going to change.
I was
always going to change.
Low.
Why would I take the under? I've won 15 low. Of my last 16 with the over.
That is low.
The home run's flying. I was just going to bait you if you were like, ooh, under as well. And I was like, just joking, dummy, I'm taking the over. But you went over, so good for you.
Haven't gotten 15 of your last 16. That's also a lie. So it's just been a sad segment.
13 of my last 16. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just a lot of lies being told at the dinner table tonight.
I'll cut you up and put you on ice.
Wish.
A lot of female fitness models drink Bang, says Daniel Bucci.
Yeah. We're going to do our video.
Yeah. Were you guys mean in high school?
Ooh.
I was mean to, like, 2 teachers every year.
Right.
I wasn't mean to classmates.
I think I was.
You were mean to classmates? President. You were mean to classmates?
No, I don't think I was, like, mean.
Yeah. You got stuffed in lockers, so how could
I was you just, be? It was tough to be mean when you're stuffed into a locker.
Every day. As they used said. To call him, like, Locker Jake. People, how you put coffee on ice?
I mean.
You just put it on ice. I don't know.
Yeah.
For
show.
Asked if I was in Montclair. I was. Went to Stuffed Grass-Fed Burgers. Burger was delicious. Burp the Worm, says Joe Webster. 4 worms. How are they going to use the extended roster?
That's pretty funny. They went from 4 worms to Burp the Worm. Pretty crazy.
How are they going to use the extended roster to give more rest, or do they not because of home field advantage? We'll see. I think they're going to bring up some bullpen relievers. I don't know.
Yeah, like there's no harm to having Chance Adams on the team. Who knows if who they just signed today? Rosenthal, does he have anything in the tank? Do they just burn him through a couple games in September? They're going to bring up a couple arms and maybe probably Higashioka.
Yeah. Maybe Eric Kratz.
And then like another bench player.
Yeah. Will you ever do a post-game show? No. Because it basically cuts into the series recap, and that would be, like, so much work. These pregame shows already tie us down pretty hard.
Yeah.
What about... I don't know. That's all. It's getting super hot in my room with the air off, so I'm out of here. Thank you guys very much for listening and hanging out with us. Stay up. Hang out on Twitter at @JohnBoy_@TalkingJake. We will be probably getting pretty Looney Tunes weird and covering the game. Jake, hit him with those last words that you stay constantly and consistently.
Curacao.